In very simple terms, hope happens when we have the ability to set realistic goals. I know where I want to go. We are able to figure out how to achieve those goals, including the ability to stay flexible and develop alternative routes. I know how to get there. I'm persistent, and I can tolerate disappointment and try again. We believe in ourselves. I can do this. So, hope is a combination of setting goals, having the tenacity and perseverance to pursue them, and believing in our own abilities. Hope is Plan B. And here's the part that inspired me to deal with my own vulnerability so I could step back and let my children learn how to figure some things out on their own. Hope is learned. According to Snyder, children most often learn hope from their parents. To learn hopefulness, children need relationships that are characterized by boundaries, consistency, and support. Children with high levels of hopefulness have experience with adversity. They've been given the opportunity to struggle, and in doing that, they learn how to believe in themselves. Raising children who are hopeful and who have the courage to be vulnerable means stepping back and letting them experience disappointment, deal with conflict, learn how to assert themselves, and have the opportunity to fail. If we're always following our children into the arena, hushing the critics and assuring their victory, they'll never learn that they have the ability to dare greatly on their own. One of my best lessons on this comes from an experience that I had with Ellen. It began when I was still 10 cars away from her in the swim team pickup line. It was getting dark, so I could only make out her silhouette, but that was enough. I could tell something was wrong by the way she was standing. She flung herself into the front seat, and before I could ask her about practice, she was in tears. "What happened? What's wrong? Are you okay?" She stared out the window, drew a deep breath as she wiped her tears on the sleeve of her hoodie, and said, "I have to swim the 100 breaststroke at the meet on Saturday.